Okay. All right.
Life.
Okay. Good. Okay. Now let's go back to where were we? Okay. Yeah, we were talking about the Sky High account, right? So I would like you to go to our team. Okay, which is called IIKG 1001-2022. Okay, and then go to these files here, click on this, and then go into this folder. Then you can find two files, and the first one is group information. Okay. So later on, we are going to talk about grading criteria, and one of them is to have this group assignment. So in order to do this, we need to divide you into a groups, okay? Many groups, not a group. So you need to find a group with another three members. So you can either decide by yourself, or if you have trouble finding, other three people, you can contact our TA. They can help you. Okay? And then, so you might wonder which TA you can contact with, right? Okay, let me move this, here. Okay, so go to our Blackboard. You can see TA, teaching assistants. And then, so this year, we are going to Okay. This year, we will have six teaching assistants for this course. So you can see their name and then their email addresses here. And so for some of them, they have some rules. So for example, if you have trouble finding a group, you can contact V2, okay? Because he is a student group leader. So if you have any trouble, any questions regarding this group issues, just contact him. Okay? And then you can also see, for example, Biri Ose, she is a meeting leader. Okay? And then if you have a question regarding our lab documents, then you can ask questions from Ines. And then if you have a question during the lab sessions, you can contact Canus Felix. So he is our lab leader. Okay, so, then let's go back to the team. Here, you need to follow a specific format to write your information. Can you see? Okay, so, so the format is like this, IIKG 1001 and underscore H 2022, and the underscore G1, so G1 means group one. So if you, for example, if you, some group are already been taken, then you have to, increase the number. Okay? So then, I think if we have four students or four of you in a group, then I think we should have around 25 or 26 groups. All right. Then for each group, I need you guys to write down, to enter your NTNU username. Okay. So for example, this is just example. For example, this group, group one, has four members, Aion, Kelly, Felix, Biri, and then the last person is the teaching assistant who is responsible for this group. So basically, each group will be taken off by one of our TAs, all right? So if you have any questions, you can go to your own TA, or you can find, for example, you have a specific question regarding this lab, then you can ask the lab group leader. Okay, so as I said, that if you have trouble finding a group, you can contact V2. V2 is going to help you to allocate a group for you. Okay. So by the way, the deadline for this file to be ready, for this group information to be ready, is next Friday. So you still have some time to find your groups. Okay, but the more important issue is your individual account on Sky High, because the group project for you guys on Sky High, it's not urgent now. So we will have this group assignment where you need to work with each other in a group and to finish this project on Sky High. So this is the reason why we have this. We need to have this group information. However, for you guys to use Sky High as to practice your Linux command, you need to enter your individual user account. Then you go into this file. Follow the format like this. So I can see that some of you already entered your information. This is very nice. So if you haven't do this, then do it now. And this is more urgent because we need to send this file, this name list to the Sky High team operation team, so that they can initiate, they can create account for you guys on Sky High. Because next week, in the lab session, you need to have this account ready to install your virtual machines. Okay? So try to do it now. Okay. Then let's go back to our weekly schedule. So basically, we will have a lecture. Each week, we'll have a lecture talking about different topics. Either computer network, Linux commands, or cybersecurity. And in the corresponding lab sessions, then we will provide some tutorials. So they are related to some very practical tools which you can use later on in your own group assignment. So I would suggest that you participate in our group, our lab sessions, so that you will know how to use these tools. Okay, and then, pay attention to the runes. So for example, today we use this rune, but then next week, I think most of the lectures will be in K105, which is in K building, the first floor. And yeah, but there is some exception. For example, this one, this is in S building, 4110. So 4410, 410, okay. Yeah, and so usually for the lab sessions, we will have lab in T119. This is the new building, just in that direction, I think. Sorry, I know that maybe there. Okay, you find out by yourself. So this is a lab session. And so basically, yes, I think most of the lab is in T119, except this one. So you can see some highlight, okay? Yeah. Okay, so I would suggest you guys to check this weekly schedule, at least to know what topics will be covered in each week and what tutorial will be given in the corresponding lab. Okay, but make sure that you participate, because as I said, that later on when you are doing this group assignment with your group, you need to apply all the knowledge you learn from the lecture and also the lab to your group assignment. Is this clear? Okay, so this will be very fun semester. Okay, Ayong, I think I finished my part.
Yeah, okay. So hello again. I would like to get back to the main presentation. Once we know more about the schedule, let's go forward with the next topic, which is Pensum. But right before that, I received a question in the break, so I would like to clarify this to all of you here. So the question was, are lectures and lab sessions recorded? The answer would be based on very recent updates from a few of you. The lectures will be live streamed and recorded afterwards, and we hope that this will not affect the quality of the session. And then as for the lab sessions, half of them will be mostly associated with tutorials, so that should be something that could be also streamed and recorded. And then there could be also some additional sessions of review, which they could also be streamed or at least recorded. And that's it. So the most important parts of the labs should be also streamed and recorded. So then I think this answers the question. And there's... Okay, will there be posted recommended reading pages for each week? Yes, I believe so, yes. I believe we can also have a short announcement, summary announcement before each lecture. So it's like before the weekend maybe or...
Yeah, so basically you will receive a reminder usually at the weekend. So that reminder will tell you what to prepare for the next lecture, what to prepare for the next lab session. Okay? But everything basically is written in our weekly plan. So you can go there and check. But we will also, of course, as I said, just give you guys a reminder. And you will receive this in your email inbox. Okay, speaking of this, I think you can continue.
Yeah, but just checking, but I don't think there's anything else. And thanks again for the YouTube link. It was appreciated. Did you want to ask something or should I?
No.
Okay, so this is the next part. Briefly about Pensum, about the textbooks for this course. This is also available on the Blackboard page, but just as a nice way to remind you again. First, we have this text from related to the Linux command line. And then, of course, another PDF, Introduction to Networking with Network Plus. And then there's the main book for the cybersecurity part, which we don't have a PDF version and is available on Academica. And maybe there are some copies in the NTNU library. This is supposed to be the link that would get you to the online bookstore, but then I think you can easily find it yourselves. This is the title. And then for the cybersecurity part, I'm using additional sources, which are also non-PDF versions, but they are somehow relevant. But of course, the most important textbook is the first one, and these are all additional, secondary sources.
Okay, say something.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the first book and the second book, they can be freely downloaded from the internet. So this is a good thing for you guys. And I would recommend you to at least to download the first book, because this is a very, very useful book for you guys. If you would like to really learn a lot from this Linux command line, okay? So we try to include all the teaching material in our slides, which we will share to you guys later. As I said, that the first book is highly recommended to download. You can start to read it. I mean, this is very easy to understand for beginners. Okay. And if you wonder where to download these books, you can go to our Blackboard. So there is another link called Course Information. So then, so you can find the link there and download the books. Okay, I finish.
Yes, good. There are a few more.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to learning methods and activities, we of course will rely on lectures and then. When it comes to learning methods and activities, we will rely surely on lectures. And then when it comes to labs, there should be time for both individual and group tasks. So that's why we asked you, would you prefer individual or group or so? And then there will be more things to happen in the labs. So I think this should be good enough for all of you to learn more about the course and the single topics. Yes. As for the grading part, Vurdering. The course this time will have a so-called group assignment, which will be graded as pass or fail. And then if the group and the individual students will be able to pass this assignment, they will be able to take the exam. And the exam will be graded with grade, character, I would say, yeah. So it's A to F, and then this is somehow all we can say about grading. Details for the group assignment will surely come later. This is still, it's still soon to talk about this right now, in a sense. Good. Now, we've asked you in the first hour if you knew about Linux, if you knew about networks or cybersecurity. Of course, most of you said they don't know that much. And then for the rest of you who said that, yes, we do, and for all of you for sure, we have this quiz. So I would like all of you to join the quiz. Sadly, we haven't decided for a winner today, but we'll sure have one in the upcoming sessions. So if you're all ready, we can start. Too much, but let's try to relate.
How many minutes did
you? No, I put 36, but I think there are no more votes. Okay, there's some more. It should have been 20. It started late. Oh, so it's 7. actually. Good. And the right answer is super netting.
It's okay. It's just beginning.
No breathing. No breathing.
No pressure, okay?
No stress.
Yeah.
Next question. I will start right away the timer, so we won't number 8, okay? I thought I could, let me hide the results. Let's get stuck.
We count the many. It's very slow.
Shoulder deal? No. Yeah, sorry.
Woohoo!
Good.
Very good. Cheeky, cheeky. So efficient.
Good.
Help.
H. Okay. Thank you.
Don't worry.
So this is somehow what we are going to teach in the course, so that's fine even if you don't know it.
Yeah. It's very normal.
And then 8. Maybe I should read the questions, but what is used to respectively identify a host and an application process on the internet? IP address and port number, IP address and process ID, host name and application name, MAC address and application ID. We will be running similar sessions also during the labs, and then there will be points and also like a session where we will explain the answers if there are still students that are not sure. Yes.
Good. Very good.
Next question. What addresses are directly reachable from the internet? Public, physical, private, MAC addresses. Good. Public. Thank you. Next question. What is the network ID for 192.168.87.43/24? Networks. They are still late. Okay, thank you.
Again, it's okay. Okay, so this question is related to Nina's comment. Yeah. So which of the following commands is able to remove a directory called dir? Pay attention to each single of the words. So we are going to teach several commands like this. They are very practical, and I believe that if you continue to study or to work in computer industry, then basically a lot of companies require you to know Linux commands. Yeah. Ooh,
good.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think I can skip this this command. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so the next question is, what command is able to show all content of a directory in long format? So if you want to see a lot of details about a file, which command is for it? Hey, too slow.
Good.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Now this is cybersecurity part. There's a large number of visits to a company's website. Which security principle is affected? This is confidentiality, availability, integrity, scalability. Yes, thank you. So 50% of you were correct. That's okay. Next one. Security project teams, there's a role who helps focus on the realistic control mechanisms, not interfering with essential business activities. Security professional, team leader, security policy developer, and user. And the answer is, and user. Yeah, we can talk about this again for sure. Okay, next question. Talking about values, attitudes, norms, assumptions, etc., that people use when talking about digital assets, digital verdi. We are simply talking about security culture, security goals or principles, security dimensions or security principles, yeah. That was, yeah. Good. The answer, security culture, your answers are almost there. Thank you. Next question. Abilities, skills, tools a threat actor has at his disposal are linked to his intentions, threat surface, capabilities, opportunities. And the answer is, thank you, capabilities. Very good. Next question. Zero-day attack. It usually exploits the vulnerabilities when the vulnerability is introduced, when the developers or the system vendor become aware of the threat, when the vulnerability is removed or fixed, or when the vulnerability becomes publicly known. Let's see. Okay. The answer is when the developers or the system become aware of the threat. Next. We want to use an identifier to be unique. Which could be the best one from the options here? Your name, your walking pattern, your address, or your fingerprints? And, yeah, okay, name for sure. Okay, so fingerprints, yes, thank you. Next one. You're expected to learn several things at university, but this is mostly related to the concept of organizational structure, politics, culture, or environment. For instance, you as a student are expected to learn, right? We as teachers are expected to teach, and so on and so. So then, how is this related to those concepts? Which one is the... Culture. Thanks for your answers. Good. The quiz is over. Thanks for participating. Now, this is an open question, so please write your answers. What do you expect from the course? Hacking, okay, knowledge. Lardon. Svada. Okay. Fix my parents' network. Okay. Full-time job. Yeah. So probably. Okay, when this is over, I will go to the question there.
Yeah.
Or a specific Rockefeller, okay?
Piano.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Edward Snowden. Cyber defense. Okay. Emerging skills.
It's very good that none of you answer. I just want to pass this course.
Yeah.
This is very nice. Yeah.
There will be some.
But I really, both of us really want you guys to enjoy the course. I enjoy all the activities that we provide for you guys, because this is we have been planning this for 1 year. 1 year, yeah. So,
yeah.
Don't destroy the internet.
BBQ, okay. Good grade, yeah.
A good grade. Ah, Bin Qilin, who wrote this? Who wrote this? The Chinese word.
There's someone from Asia.
Yeah, I wonder. Good. Okay, so later on, I think we can share this, result with you guys. Yes, so okay. Questions.
Yeah, do we need to use virtual machines with Sky-Hi, or can we use Linux on a physical machine?
Well, if you insist to use your own machine, this is okay. However, when you work with your group in the group assignment, then you are forced to use virtual machines on Sky-Hi, because each group will receive a quota where you can install 4 virtual machines as a network, and then you need to, as I said, you need to apply what you learn from this course, all the tools you learn to fulfill the requirements of this group assignment. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, there's are the Linux distro pre-selected, or can I choose? Well, this is a good question. So in these lectures, we will mainly use Ubuntu. Ubuntu. So I think this is the most common Linux distribution. But I think you can use your preferred distribution if you want. But I think because maybe there will be some comment differences, I don't know, but try to use Ubuntu, okay? Any other questions? Yeah. Okay, again. Good, so we only have 5 minutes left. So I would like to remind you guys to provide your NTNU username, and so that we can send this list to the Sky-Hi operating team to get your account ready by next dev session. If you forget where I can just.
3 minutes?
2 minutes?
Yeah.
We have a sound problem. We know.
Okay. But this is very important because I need to repeat this for all remote students. Okay, let's... you can see, right? Okay, so the mission for you guys today, this week, is to go to files. Okay, then go into this folder and then provide your usernames, your NDNE username, not your Gmail, you know, NDNE usernames, okay, and write your username in these two files. The individual information file is for requesting your account on Sky High. This has to be done very fast. So I already, so I think the deadline for this is next Monday, okay? And then for the group information, try to find if you if someone else would like to be in a group with you, and then you guys can write your usernames again, NTNU usernames, and in this file following this format. And you don't need to provide the TS username because later on when you finish this grouping, we will assign a TA for you guys. Okay, so the you don't need to write this actually. I'm sorry. Okay, so I will delete this and I will assign a TA to you guys later. Okay.
That's too much, too many characters.
Okay. So actually, I'm going to post a message about this, and then you can check this later on. But another important thing is that in order for you guys to know all the activities, all the post messages, it's very important that if you can go to this, click on these three dots, and then the first one, channel notifications, then choose all activity. In this way, whenever we have something posted, then you guys will receive from your app. Okay? Good. I think that is it for today. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to, if you can...
Yeah, you wanted this, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yet. Sorry, not yet.
Yes. So, just in case there's some more question that you don't want to speak out loud or so, you can use this final minute to ask. Or if it's like individual, you could just come here and ask us once this is over. But this is also mostly for the remote students that are not here today. So that's just the last slide. If there are any questions or comments, please just write here, and then we can answer them right away. There's still 1 or 2 minutes left, so it's okay. I can meanwhile maybe use the given time to just remind you that we are looking for having a few of you as part of the reference group. I'm sure that most of you here are already aware of it. And then for the programming students, first year, and then maybe exchange students, this is a possibility for you to represent your group and maybe more than your group. So all the students that are part of this class, and then you will be meeting with us and some of the TAs three times this semester, and we will be discussing about the feedback that you received from the students and then how we are going to address it during those meetings.